Last time we started speaking about Nitei HaArbeli's three directives to us in Mishnah Zayin, and we saw that Nitei HaArbeli is trying to protect us from dangerous social interactions as opposed to the ones described in Mishnah Vav, the positive ones. We saw last time Harchek Mishachin Ra, staying away from bad influences that are our neighbors. The next part of the Mishnah says Al Titchaber LaRasha. A person should not connect, should not form a personal relationship with Rishayim. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Samach Amud Aleph, tells us in the name of Rabbi Yonatan, Ein Peronus Ba Le'olam Ela B'Zman Sha Rishayim Ba'olam. The world gets punished because of the Rishayim who are there, but Eina Matchelet Ela Min HaTzadikim Tchila. But the Tzadikim get hit first because of their relationships with Rishayim. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chavchet Amud Aleph, tells us, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asar Li'adam L'Histakel B'Tselem Dmut Adam Rasha. A person shouldn't look even at the form, even at the sculpture of a person who's a Rasha. Rabbi Elazar says his eyes become weakened because we should avoid people and directions and relationships with Rishayim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph, tells us that a group of people who are Rishayim are not really considered a group because their bond is not based on something positive. Kesher Rishayim eino min haminyan. Avot Rabbi Natan in the addendum to Masechet Avot goes even further and says, Al titchaber l'rasha v'afilu l'torah. Even if the goal is to learn Torah, a person should not form a relationship with a rasha. The obvious question is that we're told in the Mishnah and Avos that Aaron, we should try to emulate Aaron, be an ohev et abriot, u'mekarvan l'torah. So how can we be told to be ohev et abriot, mekarvan l'torah, if we're not supposed to have a relationship with a rasha? The Achronim here all explain, many of them, there's a difference between trying to influence someone and forging a bond, a close relationship, a shutfus with a rasha. A person should try to influence all people, but their closest friends, their partners, their associates, their close associates, their neighbors, should be people we choose who reaffirm, who reconfirm the strong values we have, and not chas v'shalom people who influence us in the negative. These are very important directives in a world that's inclusive, that's open, that's relativist, where everyone has their opinion and everyone respects everyone else's opinion equally. We need to remember that there is truth and there are things that are dangerous, and we should align ourselves, connect ourselves, associate ourselves with people who have the right views, and try and avoid people forming close relationships with people who are dangerous to our spiritual welfare.